Blog Talk Radio.
Cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now and those that would listen at a later date. And Father, cover this broadcast, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for covering it under the blood. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Chiva Porter. Amen. And you know, we always start this broadcast off with prayer. So for those of you that have a prayer list, go ahead and get your prayer list. Let us touch and agree, for we are our brothers and sisters keepers. So go ahead as we touch and agree in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I bless your holy name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord Father, knowing that this day is not promised to no one, Lord. So, Father, we thank you and we glorify you, Father, for waking us up this morning clothed in our right mind, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being our Alpha and our Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, knowing, O God, that there is no other God but you, Lord. And Father, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you for forgiveness and all those that we're praying for, O God. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see all prayer lists is raised before you, Lord Father, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. And Father, we thank you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, the prayers that you're about to answer and answering as we pray, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that you're not slack, Lord Father, in being mindful of us this day, Lord Father. So, Father, as we touch and agree this day, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tanya and Tiana right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord Father, for the spirit of reconciliation right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to intervene on their behalf, Lord Father. Father, touch their mom right now, Lord Father, and continue to strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy right now, Lord. Father, as she's had surgeries after surgery, Lord Father. Father, we are thanking you, Lord Father, for bringing her through, Lord Father, these surgeries, Lord. We thank you, O God, for just moving on her behalf, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that her faith, Lord Father, still runs deep in you, Lord Father. So, Father, we ask, Lord Father, for your healing virtue, Lord Father, to go through and through her this day. Father, touching all that needs to be touched, healing all that needs to be healed, Lord Father, as we say, body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tanisha. We hold before you Jewel. Father, we hold before you Yvonne. We hold before you, Lord, Deshaun. Father, you, O God. And we hold before you Carolyn, O God, to touch them right now, Lord Father. Jessica, right now, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Bobby, O God. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. And Father, as we come against cancer, pulling it up from the root cause, Lord, Father, and all the tentacles that go along with it, Lord, Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you're bigger than cancer, bigger than any sickness or any disease, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue just flowing through and through them, oh God. Father, let it flow right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we know, oh God, that you can do it, Lord, Father. We know that you can do it, Lord, Father. Father, you have touched, Lord, Father God, so many, Lord, Father, that have cancer, Lord, Father. So, Father, we binding up that strong man of cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, give their caretakers right now, Lord, Father, supernatural strength, Lord, Father, to help them through, Lord, Father God, their loved ones going through cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kohanza, Lord, Father, and as he continue his chemo, oh God, we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch, Lord, Father, and strengthen him, Lord, Father. Touch his body right now, Lord, Father, as we speak strength right now, Lord, Father, to his body. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathleen Warren, Lord, Father, also, Lord, Father, that had cancer, Lord Father, that in remission. We just thank God, Lord Father, for what you have done for her, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that she's speaking out, sharing and encouraging others this day, oh God. Father, for we learn not to take no one and nothing for granted, Lord Father. Father, we give you all praises. We give you all glory, Lord Father. Father, as we come upon, Lord, Father, Christmas, Lord, Father, Father, they commercialize it so much, Lord. People forget about the love, Lord, Father, and what it's all about. But, Father, we thank you this day, Lord, Father, for not forgetting about us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for your agape love, Lord, Father, running from breast to breast this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, oh God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for hearing us when we pray, Lord, Father. We just say thank you. Thank you, Lord, Father. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Father, we know, oh God, that you fight against those that fight against us, Lord Father. We know, Lord Father, that you give us the word, Lord Father, that we can use the word on the enemy this day, Lord Father, standing in power and authority that you have given us, oh God. So, Father, we fail not to say thank you this day, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, for every listening ear today, Lord Father, on this broadcast, Lord Father, those that are listening live, those that are listening on different devices, Lord Father, those that would listen at a later date, Lord Father, Father, the nations, Lord Father, that are tuning in, Lord Father, the islands, Lord Father, that are tuning in this day, oh God. Father, we just say thank you, Lord Father, as you continue, Lord Father, to bring forth the word, Lord Father. And Father, knowing, oh God, that the word is always a right now word, Lord Father. So Father, this day we ask that you unstop deaf ears and break up that stony heart this day, Lord, and give them ears to hear and a heart to receive, Lord Father. And Father, let them not just be hearers of the word, oh God, but be doers of the word as well, Lord Father. Use them this day, oh God, to be a light in someone's darkness, Lord. And Father, we bless you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I tell you, we serve an awesome, awesome, awesome God. He woke you up this morning, so you know he's beyond awesome. Amen. You ought to be giving God praise. Nobody should have to pump and prime you to give God praise when you wake up in the morning, because you know there was no other person that wake you up but your creator. Amen. This is time to talk about it. So what do you want to talk about? You may have a topic that you may want to talk about. You know what? You can go ahead and you can call us at 347-857-3925 and just press the number 1. Amen. I tell you, I give you that time for you to come on, and whatever God is leading you to say at the present time, whatever he lay upon your heart, you can just go ahead and bring it before. You may have a testimony that you would like to share that would encourage others. Amen. Let me tell you, know that whatever God bring you through, someone else is going through what you have been through. And by you encouraging them, will give them that faith, will give them the strength, that encouragement, you know, to come through and know that God got them. Amen. So never be afraid or ashamed to share your testimony. Amen. It may not be the prettiest of things that you've went through, but no, can you just imagine somebody else going through what it is that you are going through? Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to give a shout out to, you know, my Virgin Islands people, my family. I just thank you all for the time that, you know, you just blessed us. You blessed me. Also, you know, I give a shout out to, you know, my sister, Sister Nessie, as well as Miss Maddie. I tell you, I thank God I enjoyed my time there with them as well. I thank you, Miss Maddie, for your hospitality. I thank you, Nessie, for your hospitality. I just want to let you all know that I appreciate you, and I don't mind telling the world I appreciate you all. Family in St. John, my dad, my sisters, I just want to give them a shout out. You know, I just thank God for the time, because we don't understand and realize how short life is. You never know whether you're going to wake up to see the next day or live through that day that you're in. You don't know if your loved ones will live through the day or see the next day. So cherish, love on your loved ones today. Take them not for granted. We used to say, here today, gone tomorrow. No, it's here today, and you can be gone today as well. Amen. So you all know that today is Thursday, and this is the day that we, you know, do the recording for Apostle Porter, whoever it is that is on there as well. You know, I just enjoy listening to the word. I really enjoy, and I'm trusting that you're enjoying listening to the recordings as well. Amen. So you can go on our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and you can just drop a comment under that broadcast. Whether, you know, what you got out of it, you know, that you're enjoying the broadcast, you can just go ahead. All we can do is continue to move in the order of God. Amen. And work and strive to do better. So I just would like to thank again each and every one of our continual listeners, our new listeners. I just want to say thank you, and we appreciate you. Amen. Normally, I will give the word, but on the recording, I will just go ahead and let the recording play as Apostle Porter had given that word that day. Amen. So if you have not called your friend up and tell him come and listen to this broadcast, for those of you that are listening on other devices, the calling number is 347-857-3925. Go ahead and share it with a friend. Or you just copy the link and just go ahead and share that as well. Amen. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds as the word comes forth this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Fears and anxieties vanish when we realize that Christ's power that stills the restless sea can do the same for you and me. Fears and anxieties vanish when we realize that Christ's power that stills the restless sea can do the same for you and me. Oh, isn't that wonderful to know today? It's so wonderful to know. God sends us different little words and, you know, things we hear to do something for us, to make things better for us. And if you don't get better, I want to know what it is. You're not talking about so special and sick, but all these anxieties and things that you have, fears you have, okay? We want to see you get better on it, all right? Amen. So we thank God today. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, 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 and you, and especially those that listen on a continual basis, wherever you are, whatever country you're in, whatever city, state you're in. If you're an alien, we thank God for you too. Praise God. Lord, we know you're listening. We're going to praise God for you being able, wherever you are. Praise the Lord. I am just so thrilled to know that you're listening. And we want to pay special attention to a few people just that I know is in a little distance from us is, you know, our own, very own, Pastor Dungy. We thank God. We always just thank God for her. She always has something to say. If she don't have nothing to say, I like to know what's wrong. But, you know, she's just a beautiful woman of God that God has endowed us with. We thank God for her. And we tell the devil, keep your hands off of her and stop trying to run away. In the name of Jesus, today we put the blood on you, Satan. And we thank God for, praise God, Sister Nessie over in Tuscola somewhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't pronounce them too good, but we thank God for her. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for her. We thank God for the Benjamin too. Also, even these far away people, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for these people, don't we? Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And we thank God for a dear friend all the way over in Connecticut. We thank God for her. Praise God. Amen. Listen, she listens on a continual basis. Also wonderful, another wonderful. You know, it's just so many wonderful men and women of God on this broadcast that, you know, I should just call y'all to preach. Ain't that right? Don't hang up. Don't hang up now. Don't hang up. The Lord. Hallelujah. You know what? It's not. Let me just make something clear. It's not about me. It's about the word of God and who has it for today, who has the word to share with other people. God uses every one of you that's on this line one time or another if you just let it. You understand? Don't be shy. Didn't I just tell you don't be fearful? Your fear and anxiety, forget those things, you know, because God wants to use who? You, especially you. Yes, he do. And we thank God for Deacon Mike. We thank God for Sister Diane. Why do y'all try to avoid really talking about the Lord when somebody calls you to talk about it? Everybody should be ready.
Yes.
You know, if you've been saved, born again, and washed in the blood, you should be ready at all times when somebody calls on you. You hear what I'm saying? Now, did y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Remember that. I've told you that, okay? All right, praise God. We thank God, you know, also. Well, we thank God for Father Bishop, too. You know, he's not here today, but we thank God for him, too. Bless God. Amen. Thank God for all you out there. I don't know your title. Anyway, praise God. Call me and tell me, and we'll correct that, okay? All right. We want God to bless you, especially who? You. Because we love you. We really, really do. Amen. Now, we're going to start on something today. Many of us are bound by something or another in our lives. Amen. And some things we want to talk about and some things we don't, you see. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? And bless God. But let me tell you what we're going to do today. First, let us start with Psalms, the second chapter and the third verse. I want to start a little scripture, like to give you a few scriptures here and there. Bless God. And it goes this way, Psalms 2 and 3. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And what we're going to do today? Oh, we're going to break something up today.
Yes,
hallelujah. We are going to break something up today. You know why you're going to break it today? I am not giving you any other way to go. You're only going where I'm telling you today because you're going to break up the devil's housekeeping. He done set his abode in your house long enough, and you, and we going to cancel that today. Is that right? Because of what? That going to be a change. Tell the devil right now. You talk to him, the devil. Devil, today there's going to be a change because I'm breaking it up. He told me, break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Every cord that he done bound you up with, we breaking it right now. Come on now. Every fear, now it's got to go. Huh? It's got to go. And not later, not tomorrow, not next week, next year, and all of that. But tell him now, devil, you got to go. I'm breaking that up. We breaking that up. Huh? Come on now. You got to go. Get off of me. Why can't you just talk to him? You know, when you talk to God, you be sick and suffering. Oh, God. Oh, God. But tell that devil, oh, devil, you got to go now. You know, get real radical with it. Do like, what's that lady name? Maxine Walter. Get radical. Come on, get radical now. You got to go. Because God has already given us the word to do what? Break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Cast them off right now. Just make a move. Say, get out. Take your hand and throw his house, his hind parts out. Amen. Come on now. Let me tell you. You know why we want you to do that? Because you're in a wall. Huh? You're in a wall. Did you know that? Every one of us is in a wall. Now, if you were in a wall, you sit down, let's talk about it, and we'll see just how much you're in this wall. Mm-hmm. Everybody's fighting something. They could be little things in their lives that need correcting. all of us have something there. I have some, you have some, they have some, and the rest of them do too. Now, if they tell you they perfect, they done lied to you, okay? Now, you that can tell you right then they got to go. Come on now. So when they start lying to you like that, they're like, oh, no, I'm perfect. Oh, you ain't. You're not perfect yet. You're working on it. Let's put it into this way. You're under construction.
Yeah.
See? You're being rebuilt so that you can be transformed into his likeness and image in the very nature of God. Do you get the picture? Come on, that's why we got to get rid of some of this weight. Let me tell you, every wall carries some weight. Do you hear what I'm saying? Heavyweight, disillusion. And anything you can put this on, they become it. This is where they are. When they're weighted down with the thought of war, even weights you down, because then you become fearful. When you think someone is getting the best of you, he or she has put a weight on you. And then when you get like that, you begin fearful. Everything and everybody will bring fear to you. So we got to break that too. Come on, Sal, breaking that too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it looks like you fixing to lose everything you got, that means the devil has entangled you with his cord. And when he entangles you with that cord, you got to do what? Break that too. Come on now. Amen. Name them up today. If you name them, let me tell you, we going to break. Call them out and say, I'll break that too. Hallelujah. Because things is about to change for me. Come on, it's about to change for me. Glory be to God. I'm getting rid of either my old attitude. Hallelujah. Anyhow, Jesus.
Yes,
we're going to break that too. Ooh, hallelujah. This is break time. Break time. Break time. Hallelujah. I'm kind of feeling a little better right now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You hear the engineer here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we're going to go a little further and show you how the scripture is going to bring you into the place where you're going to do what? Begin breaking faith off of you. All right. We're going to start with Jeremiah 1 and 17, I believe it is. Yeah, Jeremiah 1 and 17. We're going to start there. Thou, therefore, gird up thy loins and arise. Get up now. Get up now and speak. Listen what he says. And speak. See what we tell him? We going to break this thing. Unto them all that I command thee. Didn't we just get a command this while ago? All right. Come on. Think about it now. Be not dismayed at their faith, lest I conform thee. Before them, confound them, but see before them. Now, do you want to have the same thing they have? Then do what God tells you to do. But behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar. Hear what I'm telling you? You're stronger than you thought you were. And brazen walls against the whole land. Against the kings of Judah, against the prince thereof, against the priest thereof, and against the people of the land. In other words, you got the power. Hello? Tell the devil, I got that power now. I got the power. Now, you got to remember the scripture when he told you, he said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. It shall not hurt you because the power is there for you to make this break final. Come on now. Now 19 says, and they shall fight against thee. Now he didn't say they wasn't going to fight, but they can't prevail. They shall not prevail. prevailing in thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to do what? To deliver thee. Hello, somebody. God is already delivering you. You already delivered, let me tell you right now. But you've got to pronounce it now, confirm it through your lips when you speak the word to the enemy. Because he's already made you able to defend yourself in this war. You know, we're all in a war. Do you get it? So if you're in a war, you're the winner already. Huh? You just didn't know it, did you? Did you hear what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what he done to you. It doesn't matter what he's doing right now to you. You're still the winner. Huh? Because what? You done broke them cords off of you right now. See, we have to start off breaking them cords, because if you didn't break them when we started, you know what would happen? Their kids still have you tangled as we get further on down the road. You'd be tangled up again, praise God. And when you get tangled up again, this is going to get you untangled from these things, all right? Because you sometimes you get all tangled up, you want to stay tangled. Somebody say you'll be all rope tied and tangled up, and it won't be in Jesus. You'll be all tied up with the devil and get to lacking it. You start lacking it after a while, don't you? Come on, talk to me now. You know you're going to start lacking it. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, this is nice. Oh, I love this. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm staying right here. This is comfortable. I'm not leaving. See? And you're all bound up again. And then what happened? He went and put chains with the cords so you can really be tangled. You see what I'm saying? And not understanding that you were the winner, why give up your liberty to the enemy? Can you tell me that? Do you know what? Let me tell you. You got it. Everybody got it. The thing is, you just don't know how to use it. And Jeremiah 51 and 20 says, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. See what he get? He don't have to give that fight the devil, because he give us something to fight for. But God, you're going to deliver me. Yes, I've given you the weapon. You are my battle axe and weapons of war. But with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with will I destroy the kingdom. Everyone that is not of God, he gives power over, not them over you. Did you get the picture? You ain't get that picture, did you? Oh, my God. Well, every time I read this, I get the glad glance. He say, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider. Hey, don't matter what come against you, he's going to break it in pieces. It's already broke. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Oh, my God, my God. Look at the power coming from you right now. Can you feel the power of God emanating in you right at this time? Listen, don't allow them whatever situation or whatever someone say or do, don't allow it to root in you, to grow up in you. Break it right now. Break it from the roots. You know they tell you everything you got to break from the root. Hallelujah. We break generation curses from the root. Every curse that someone has brought to you or put on you or tried to put on you, we'll say we break in the name of Jesus, and we use the blood of Jesus. You know, like the cord that was hung from Rahab's window, you know, that red cord. We got our red cord hanging right now. Come on now. You got it hanging right at this moment, because it's going to break, every yoke. Don't matter what you was doing, how evil it was, if you want it broken, it's broken right now in the name of Jesus. And now it's coming to change. The change is coming. I'm fixing the change on you. Finna be like Incredible Hulk now. I'm finna make a change. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
anybody with me today? day. I'm changing this thing. Hallelujah. It's time out, devil. You done had enough free time in my life. I'm not going through that way anymore with you. My, my. Let's go down here to 23. Say, I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. They come against you. He gonna break it in pieces. Hello. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman man in his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces the cats and rulers. It doesn't matter who. See, that's what I'm trying to get to you. It doesn't matter who, what, when, where, how. God's gonna break it. The situation is broken. Whatever chaos is in your life, it's broken. We would first ask this. Do you want it broken? Do you want it broken? Or you want to continue in that way, you know, where you could be a sorry for yourself. You think you want people to be sorry for you. Ain't nobody today going to feel sorry for you. You can give them any sad story you want to give them. Nobody don't want to feel sorry for you. You hear what I'm saying? Because here today, we are lifter-uppers. We lift people up. We encourage people. We give them the push they need to go where they need to go to spend life. Hallelujah, somebody. That's what we do when we break the chain, the cycles that we are constantly in, and we get comfortable in these cycles. You know, I'm just so used to doing that. But get unused to doing it. Huh? Break it right now. You don't want to go on a bit further the way you've been, the way you was last year. You don't want to be the same way. The way you was the year before, you don't want to be that way. Stop jumping back into the past, trying to repeat the cycles that took you to hell and high water. You stop going back there.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Come on, somebody. Hello, help me out here. Hallelujah. We're going to break that cycle right now. Oh, somebody else said change is coming. Change is coming. Oh, didn't Sam Cooke say a change is going to come? Oh, yes, yes. Let's say this. It's quick now. This today. This today for change in my life. This today for me to break these cycles that have already has been in my life so long. These things, the way I've been thinking like this all my life. Now it's time to put some new thinking on. Praise God. This is what you need to do now. Woo! My. Oh, I'll run on a little bit further. Praise God. Hallelujah. God knows I'm feeling the change now. I'm feeling the change. I'm feeling the change. Daniel 2. Oh, my. Listen, say, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. See, the thing is, we got to learn how to bless the Lord. We always want God to bless us, but we don't never want to bless the Lord. Just make a change now. You want God to do something right now for you. You want him to be there, right? He said, I will deliver thee. You know what he said? All right, you want me to deliver you now? Let's bless him some. Ooh, Lord. Listen what Daniel say. For wisdom and might are his. All of it belong to him. Did you get the picture here? And he changes the time and the season. That's what I want you to know today. Who does it? God changes the time and the season. Do you get it? And listen what he do. He removed kings and set up kings. Now, there's some people maybe in your life need to be removed. Now, you don't want to remove because you're comfortable with it. You want to talk about them. You want to criticize them. You want to do all of that because you want them people in your life. You like to do that. But today we breaking that. Breaking every criticism spirit. Huh? We breaking them people in your life that don't need to be there. Come on now. I don't care if they're a king. I don't care if they're a queen. We don't care what they are. But it's broken right now. We break it right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare at this hour of the day, it's broken.
Now keep watch. Now keep watch. After we said that, now you got to keep watch when you say it. Huh? He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and know and knowledge to them that know understand. Now, you know, I had to reread that a couple of times. You know, he give knowledge to them that know understanding. Now, you say, how do I know understanding? We talked to you about you all understanding, didn't we? So by now, you all the what? Know understanding. Because if you know understanding, these things are yours. Give wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Now, we told you, you are under what the scriptures say. Okay? Now, if you understand it, that means you have knowledge of it. And when you have knowledge of it, you can do what? Use it. He revealed what? He revealeth the deep and secret things. Oh, my God. Huh? Now, we're not talking about revealing what you don't want nobody to know. We ain't going through all of that. We talking about the secret things of God. There's words in here. There's scriptures in here that you don't know what God is going to do. You don't know what he has got for you, already done for you. You have to, the secret has to be revealed to you. See, there are deeper things, and every time you tell people there are deeper depths and higher heights in God, they say there is nothing else to be that you're supposed to learn. That this here, when you get the Holy Ghost, that's it. That is not it. There's more to learn about God. You'll never get all the full understanding of God if you okay, you could go to the end of the world. You still ain't gonna get it all. He has time to seasons to do what? To release the mystery. Do you get the picture? Hello, anybody? I'm just trying to talk to you. Oh, this is time to talk about it, isn't it? So we just talking about you breaking, huh? All the things that has been binding you, even your thought life. So you got to change your thoughts. Now you see why Jesus said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, when the Bible said that God said that. So now if it's the same mind, that you changed mind. You don't have that carnal mind anymore. Everything is not carnal about me. Huh? Now when you want to go me, that means you're trying to practice the scales, right? Praise God. Amen. Hey, me. You know, that's what they taught us, you know. But listen here. God trying to give you something different. He's trying to make changes in your life. He's trying to bring you into a knowledge and understanding of him more fully than you ever did before in years past. Not even the year when you first got saved. See, you've come a long way. You've come through so many trials and tribulations. You're making step by step to enter into the deeper things of God. Do you get me, huh? Do you hear me today? And the scripture going to say, he knows what is in the darkness.
Yes, Lord.
And light dwelleth in him. Because when he get there and see that darkness that's in you, he going to turn the lights on because of the wisdom and knowledge that he's given you.
Yes, huh?
See, you got it, but the light got to be turned on. Did you get it? And when the light is turned on, what are we going to do then? Huh? The light turned on, now you got the understanding of what you should do and should not do. Now the mind has changed. You see the breaking of a new day. Because when the day breaks, that means light comes. Hello, somebody. My. Let me tell you, God got something for you right now. And the 40th verse, and the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. We've been walking into the third kingdom, but the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. for as much as I break it in pieces and subdue it all things. Whoa, can you see yourself now? Huh? You're walking now into what? The fourth kingdom. Do you get the picture? You're walking into that fourth kingdom now. Come on now, think about it. And it shall be strong as iron. But now why is strong as iron? Because as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. Yes, they all. Subdueth all things. Isn't that a wonderful thing to know? Woo! And say, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Now you can say you're free, huh? And as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. He goes, devil's head. Ooh, I love it, don't you? I love it. God knows I love it. Because what? We breathe bruising that devil's head. You know, now you see why they tell y'all the time that you should step on the devil's head. Stomp it. Put him under your feet. Now, if you put him under your feet, you're going to bruise that yoke. You're going to bruise that yoke. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, come on now. Step on him. Step on him right now. Stomp your feet down. Boom, boom, boom. Stomp on the devil. Hallelujah. You ain't got no room here, devil, with me. Get away.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Woo, Lord, have mercy. We breaking something right now. Break it, children. Break it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is just say, break them cords off you right now. Ooh, Lord. And you know that song, the girls make the dance off, break every chain. every chain broke. And then the chains that broke is broke. So ain't no getting back together. Oh, my God, my God. Do you hear me? Ain't no getting back together. Oh, my. Let me see a little bit about what Isaiah 22 says. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see what the fifth verse says. For it is a day of trouble and of treading down and of perplexity by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, looking down the wall and of crying to the mountain. Oh, you know the enemy come in to do what? Cloud your vision, don't he? And the vision that God gave you, he wants to do what? He wants to cloud. Let's go back to the first verse and see what it says. The burden of the valley of vision. See, now, when you was born again and God gave you a word, called you and everything, you're now in the valley of vision. He's given you a vision. What ails thee now that thou art wholly gone up to the housetop? Thou that art full of spirit, a tumulus city, a joyous city. Thy slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. They ain't dead yet. Say, devil, I ain't dead yet. The vision is still alive. It is still alive. Things have changed. You used to defeat me, but I'm not defeated anymore. Come on, somebody ought to say praise the Lord. I am not defeated more. I shall not be defeated more. I will not let you put that on me. I will not think about it. I will not commit suicide. I will not go back. I will not take drugs. I will not drink no liquor no more either. Praise God, and I'm definitely not going to lie. Because I want my vision alive and well. Ooh, Lord, Lord, Lord. You hear? God says, it ain't dead. They ain't dead. The saints ain't dead. See, all the saints ain't dead. Now, those are dead that want to be dead. Understand? Because they want to be, right? Okay, let me go through some. You know, I just like to write myself a note sometimes. Now, this is what we are in now, people. This is especially to leaders, especially to those that God has called. God has called, huh? We're in a season of transition. I told you this before. Many people don't want to be, don't transfer out of what they're in into a new walk with God or deeper things of God. Now, we begin by telling you the deeper things about God has the deeper things, secret things for you, but you don't want to walk in it because you got to break loose from what you're in. Huh? Change is difficult. Huh? Did you know it? Nobody wants to change, but you should understand life is full of changes. Huh? Hear me now. Leaders who are comfortable with the status quo, you know, and God is trying to make changes in your life, bring you up higher, and you say, well, I'm happy where I am. I got everything. I got 3 planes. I got a, you know, I got a mansion over there. Yes. We going to do that. I got mansions over there. I got all of this, you know, and they are just in status quo. I don't need nothing else. I got a jewelry box full of jewelry, expensive jewelry. I got all of designer clothes. Now, these are leaders of today. They don't feel that they have anything to change from. But let me tell you, that is more to come. There's more for you to come to, but you've got to break loose from the status quo. Huh? And it requires commitment and humility. Is that humility? I don't call that humility. Listen to the voice of God and following his lead, what God is saying. I'm just giving you these little couple of things I have written right here. Praise God. Before we go, I'll finish that. Let Pastor Dungey going to say something, you know, too. But also, we ain't letting it go today, don't you see? Leaders, huh? You cannot be ignorant of the change taking place. You know God trying to change you. If you're a leader today, you know God trying to change you, but you study trying to stay in the same way. Well, I do it because, you know, Bishop so-and-so-and-so do it, and so-and-so-and-so do it. So if they jump off the Empire State Building, you're going to do it too? Huh? You change because you want to follow what God is saying. You're committed to follow him and his word, are you not? Come on, leaders, help me out in some place. Oh, I need you to help. Praise God. And what else is it, huh? You must be released to function in the changes that are taking place. You know, if you don't release the past, break it off now. Break off the friends that you've been having. Well, you know I'm with this big-time preacher. Well, where is that big-time preacher leading you? Huh? Have you really looked at their life? Have you looked at the situation that they are bound up in? They're in I wear some dollars. I wear shoes that cost $2,000 a piece. Them some expensive shoes. I don't even want nobody to step on my feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, and all this stuff is going on, and you admiring them, and you're going behind them because you want to be like them, not what God called you to do. You got to release that. Break that right now. In the name of Jesus, you need to break it. Glory to God. I know it's hard. It's hard because you've been in that way so long, following them, giving them all your money, and you ain't got nothing to pay your light bill. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Oh, my God. They don't ask for no little bit of money either. They ask for the thousands of dollars, and you come up with it. I don't know how you do it, you know, but you do. See, praise God. Amen. But you still following it. You ain't cut it loose. You hung up on it, you see. Mm-hmm. Then you lose your joy, your zeal. You ain't got no vitality. You ain't got nothing there. And you're broke. Huh? Now that's terrible. That's for a leader to do because you doing what? You ain't walking the change that God tried to get you into. One more, another one. I got a couple, two more after this. Yeah. Be able to move into a higher level without being afraid of losing what you took years to build. I don't care if you own a whole block. Huh? Don't be afraid of losing because God's going to give you something better. Did you get it? Don't be afraid of losing because God gonna give you something better. If he tells you to let it go, let it go. Huh? Don't be afraid. I know people say, you did that because look at all that you got. See? You got all that and then lose your soul. It's not no joy there. Huh? That's misery. You know what I'm saying? That's misery. Look what you had to face. Your soul. Hmm? You know, people have come and the ministry seems to be thriving and thriving. But, you know, if you talk to them on a personal level, you'll see that they're not thriving as they supposedly be. Do you get the picture? Hmm? Come on now. Y'all don't pay attention. See, you don't pay attention, but that's their business. Yes, that's their business, but God do let you be aware of the fact that I'm trying to bring this person to another level in me, you know, to another level of understanding, because every time the leader goes up, you go up too. That don't mean you go on the same level, but you right behind. Do you get it? The problem is we all the time want to be on the same level with the leader, but you cannot be on the same level with the leader. You haven't been through what the leader been through. God didn't call you to be on that level. You say, but what if God called me to be a leader, pastor, whatever the case may be? Well, he will, but you still be on a different level because he was your teacher anyway. So therefore, he or she is continually going up, and you going up too. But you will be a leader, but you will be up too. But don't try to put them down. Well, they don't know what I know. They probably know what you know and then some. They just ain't told you. You see, praise, hallelujah, somebody. Look, I'm going. Leaders try so hard to fit the mold of transferring themselves. They make you think they just transitioned. Okay, but they haven't, because they ain't gave up and cut loose. You can tell because they ain't cut loose that stuff. You can tell by what they say. Just listen closely. Don't open your mouth. Just listen close. You ain't got to say a word. Just listen to what they say. All right. I'm coming on. Leaders are what everyone expects us to be, and it causes us not to move in a higher level in ministry, huh? We want to be what everyone expects us to be. That's the way most people want to do today. I don't try to be that. I just tell you about me. I'm a little different. I was there. I had to learn. I wrote this down, and when I learned, God had to teach me this. Okay? That's what it is. God had to teach me that. All right, now I'll leave the rest of it for tomorrow, like that, the next broadcast, bless God, and I'll let somebody else in. We're going to get our own Pastor Dungy, that woman of God, that beautiful woman of God. Pastor Dungy, you're on the line.
Hallelujah. Good morning. You got to stay out of my Kool-Aid. Stay out of my Kool-Aid. I was wondering why the Lord had me waking up this morning, listening to music about God saying he want to do a new thing. And then I come on here, and here you are, setting everything up. I mean, you just opened up the door that God had showed me a little peek through a window. And I'm like, look at how you do things. God, it's just a Holy Ghost hookup. God, I mean, he just lines us up with people, and he shows us things, and then he brings somebody or something along to confirm what he's saying. And I'm just excited today. I'm just excited about what God is doing. But, Apostle, you got to get out my Kool-Aid. I mean, I see why the Lord put us together. He's just showing me. He's teaching me, and I'm just gleaning off of you. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for Bishop. I thank God for Minister Benjamin and Deacon Michael and Pastor Sharon. I just thank God for all the listeners today. And I pray that you are receiving just as much or even more than I am today. Because God is in the miracle work of business today. God is doing some new things, and he wants to do some new things in our life. Apostle, you know, she broke some things in our life today. She showed us how to get rid of all the negative stuff. She released the weight off of us today and told us to go through. The Holy Spirit used her to release it, release all the negative people, all the negative thoughts, even our own negative stuff that we tell ourselves. It has been released today.
Amen.
And she said, don't be afraid of losing something because God has something better for you. And you know that what God has is always bigger and greater and better. She said, we can't even imagine. We can't even think. We can't even dream in the capacity that he has for us. And then when he does something, we be like, wow, I didn't expect it to be like that. Of course not. We're not God. God is so big. He's so vast. He's so enormous. I mean, there's not even a word that can describe who he is and what he can do for us and through us. When she was saying about the word, people get the Holy Spirit, and then they think that they've arrived. The Holy Spirit is only the key to showing us where God is going to take us. People say that God is a mysterious God. He's mysterious, but he's mysterious to the ones that's not reading his word. He's mysterious to the ones that don't know him. He's a mysterious to the ones that's not trying to listen to him. Because if you listen to God, if we continue to read his word, he's going to unfold all those mysteries. He's going to show us things that we never even could dream of. I mean, God is so luscious. He's so rich. Yes, his word is so, I mean, when you read his word, you just, your spirit man should just want to hunger for more. You just want to gobble it up. It's like going to a nice, a good restaurant. And the food is so good. And you just want to keep going back and going back for more.
Yes,
that's how God is. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It opens our spirit man up so that we can receive all the nuggets that God has for us.
And I thank God.
I thank God for being God. Because the Holy God said, Apostle said something about giving us knowledge and understanding. But that's what God wants to do. He wants to give us wisdom. He wants to give us knowledge. He wants to give us understanding. First, he tells us about his thing. Then he gives us the rhema word in order to how to understand it, how to interpret it. And then he gives us the wisdom on how to use it, not just for ourselves, but to help others as well.
Yes, yes.
You know, misery is the only thing. Misery is the only thing that wants company. We as children of God should want to be leaders. We should want to be like God. God doesn't want a company. He wants somebody to be an extension of him. He wants to teach us and lead us and guide us and train us so that we can go out there and do it to others. And that's what Time to Talk About It is. She's teaching us. I mean, God used her in a maternal sense. She's like a mother who sits her children down, and we all gathered around at her feet, and she's giving us all these wonderful, luscious, energizing nuggets.
Amen.
So that we can use them to build our own self up, and then once we're built up, we can go out there and build somebody else up. God is not greedy. God is not selfish, and he doesn't expect us to be selfish. And I thank God. You know, a lot of people don't like Facebook. A lot of people feel like Facebook and all this social media is the devil's doing. But don't you know God gave people the wisdom and knowledge how to develop Facebook? And if God gave us things, he did it because he knows that there's something greater that's going to happen with that. So Time to Talk About it. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You don't have to use it and go on there and talk about your business and what you're doing and where you ate at. Yeah, talk about what you ate. What spiritual food did you eat today? Oh, was it God give you that built up your spirit, man, and now you want to just share with somebody else? That's what you use social media for. You have to tell somebody about your walk so that they can be curious about it and want to follow after it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. All we do, God said he wants us to look like him, talk like him, walk like him, be like him. And you know what one thing that's so awesome about God? He said the same thing that Jesus did in those 3.5 years that he ministered here on earth, he said we can do that and even greater things. Can you imagine having the anointing to lay hands on the sick and they recover?
Right.
Can you imagine praying for somebody's eyes that are blind and they can't see and they can see?
Amen.
Can you imagine a lame man that can't walk and you go up there and lay hands on them and they get up and start walking and jumping and praising God? We have that authority. God has given it to us, but we got to believe that we have it.
Yes.
We have to believe. So God is telling us through our apostle today to change the way you think. I call for a cognitive restructuring in our minds and our hearts today.
Yes.
The word says in Matthew 9:16-17, he says, no man put a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse.
Yep.
Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Amen.
Hey.
So God already cleaned you out today. He already gave you some new skin, because in his word says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, God says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, and the new is here. So all that old stuff you had before you came on this line today, all that old way of thinking, all them old negative friends and influence that you have in your life, God is saying he can help you get rid of them if you want to. But God is a gentleman. God is a gentleman. He will not violate your will. He is not going to force you. He is not going to pressure you. In his word, and the way that he even used our powerful today, he said to us, that if you want to have a better life, if you want to have peace of mind, if you want to be in a better environment, ask me. Let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it. We don't even have the power to wake up in the morning. If God doesn't come and bring breath into our life, into our body, we're not going to wake up. That tells me that there's nothing I can do. I have no power whatsoever. I don't even have the power to even figure out what I'm going to wear, what kind of clothes I'm going to put on. The Holy Spirit put something in my spirit and say, okay, look in the closet, right there in the middle. I want you to wear that today. I want you to wear this hair today. I want you to dress like this today. We're not doing any of this on our own. God has given us the ability and the capability to do all of this. So anybody out there that calls them a self-made person, that they do all this stuff on themselves, they a lie and the truth ain't in them. And that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is.
They are. That is just the way it is. And then the Lord said something about sanity. I know all of you guys have heard the definition of sanity. Doing insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. Now, how are you going to keep on going down the same street and expect to see a different house there, a different store, and you're still going in that same direction. If you want something different and new in your life, you're going to have to change some things. You're going to have to change some people. You have to change the direction. And we just pray and say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, none of us are perfect. None of us have arrived. So don't think that because we are on here saying this stuff to you, that we're not saying it to you. Because they say when you point a finger at one person, you got four more fingers pointing back at you. So instead of telling me that what I'm saying to you, God is saying it much more to me.
All right.
I didn't choose myself from a apostle. I didn't got myself from the Holy Spirit. And because it was so luscious, because it changed some things in me, because it lifted my spirit up, I want to share with you because I want your spirit to be lifted up. I want things to change in your life. I want things to fall off, all the weight and the stress and the worries that we carry around. They need to be gone. We need to lay them at the foot of Jesus today.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be brand new? Don't you want something different in your life? Aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you tired of being broke and so up from the flow up?
Amen.
Lord God, it is time. I mean, and God wants to do it. God holds everything in his hand. All the gold, all the silver belong to him. And we as his children, it's our inheritance.
Yes, it is.
How many have you seen a father and mother that go to work every day and they come home and they sit and they eat in front of the kids? They don't feed the kids. They wear all these new clothes. They don't buy the kids no clothes. How many parents would do that? There's not very many. Whatever parents usually do, they want to make sure that their children are taken care of too. And the word says if the parent can love like that, how much more will our Heavenly Father love us? God loves us so much. If he didn't, he wouldn't have sacrificed his son. He had one son. And this son did no wrong. But yet God loved us so much that he allowed his son to come down here on earth and live just like us, hurt like us, suffer like us. How many of us would sacrifice our children? I remember a story of a man. He was worked on the railroad. I know you guys probably heard this story before. He worked on the railroad. And this day he took his son to work. I think the son was like 9 years old, something like that, maybe a little younger. And so he said the man was responsible for changing the directions that the train takes, changing the track. And so he was out there working on the train track. The son was on the train. And he noticed there was something wrong on the track. And if he didn't switch them, the train was going to derail. So as he was working on the track, his son had got off the train, and he was running toward him. Now, the son was on the track where the train was going to be going to. And the father had to make a decision. Will I change the track and save my son, or will I change the track and save the people? Mm-hmm. Now, he had one son, but there were many people on this track. Mm-hmm. And the father, he thought about it. And you know what decision he made? He decided to change the track to save all those people who were on the train and watch the train run over and kill his son.
Mm.
How many of us would do that today? How many of us would sacrifice what we love and desire in order to save the lives of many other people? You know, each one of us that has the word of God in us is a minister. God has placed us out there to give work.
Yes.
And sometimes our family members, loved ones, do not appreciate it. They don't feel like that we have to do all that. They don't think we should have to sacrifice all of us in order to help other people.
That's true.
So we're going to have to make decisions. Are we going to please our household? Are we going to please God?
All right. Amen.
Because you know one thing? If we go out there and take care of God's business, he said he'll take care of ours. And many times I have seen, I don't care how much the family fight against you, I don't care how bad they talk about you, calling you holier than thou, the holy roller. Oh, here she comes. Auntie Wendy, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know what? That's what gets us to where God is taking us. That's what gets people up out of the darkness, snatching them out of the darkness, out of the muck and the mire to God's marvelous light. And as we take care of those people, believe me, God will put people in your family life and take care of them. Your walk will show them, hey, she's not the same person she used to be. They're not the same person they used to be. That's what he's talking about. All things are passed away, and behold, I'm making everything new in your life. If you don't let me, Apostle, this song has been ministering to me this morning, and I would really like to share a little bit of it with everybody, and then I'm going to turn this back over to you. We really would like to hear from some of the listeners to see if they are receiving what God has for them. Or even if there's something they want us to pray with them about. Is there something that you got a hold of you, or you got a hold of it, and it's hard for you to let it go?
Amen.
We can pray with you today. We can stand in intercession with you today. We can stand in the gap with you for today. Because all of us like them. There's some things that all of us would like to hold on to. Like they say, it may be good for you, but it's not good to you. Everything that shine ain't gold, and it's not. That gold will get old and tarnish, your neck turn green, and that's what happens in your life when we keep holding on to that negative stuff. Stuff gets tarnished in our life, we don't go nowhere, we can't do nothing. We got to let go today, people. We got to let go and let God do a new thing in us. We got to let him do a new thing in us today. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you hear this song. Let me know if you can hear it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have
the Lord.
Okay, go ahead, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God from you and for Pastor Dungy and for that wonderful word, amen, that was given. And I tell you, it was so enlightening to my heart, amen, and I know to the listeners that is out there this today. And I tell you, knowing that his word would not fall, amen, on dry ground, but it would accomplish what it preaches. And I just thank God for it. Mr. Matusi wanted to say something, praise God. You know, I had him listening, and he was listening to that Pastor Dungeon, and he was just praising the Lord and giving God thanks, you know, for the word, praise God. You know, and it's so good to know, amen, that God loves us all. Ain't you glad about it? I don't know, amen, about nobody else, but I just thank God for what he has done for me. Because he has brought me, amen, up to this present moment. And his grace and mercy, they were to carry us on. You know, we have so much to be thankful for, you know, in the name of Jesus. He got another phone call, praise God. So, man, but he just wanted to just share, amen, on the radio and with the listeners, amen, of what God is doing for him and the great things he's doing. Amen, for the school, amen, be so delighted and happy, oh man, of the good news that we are getting here, praise God, and I just thank God, amen, for you, amen, my beautiful flower, amen, and to City of Victory, I just thank God, amen, for how he has brought us, and I realize his grace and his mercy, they put the cameras on, praise the Lord, amen, I want to say to you, Apostle, keep on keeping on. Amen. Diane, Deacon Mike, amen. And to all, Pastor Sharon and all, amen. Just keep on keeping on. Praise God. We have another phone call right now. As soon as you get a minute, I'm going to get him on the air. He can share his testimony. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God good. And he's good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's doing great things. Amen. Oh, nothing that our Lord and our Savior cannot do. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. He is a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. You ready? Praise God.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hi. I just wanted to say I'm here and getting things ready for the school year, for the county school year, and planning things. And Bishop Porter just gave me a nice little treat and came in and gave me some inspiration by letting me hear some of the broadcast. So I just wanted to thank you all for that. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, they give you back now to support.
Okay. All right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank you for just joining. I didn't even want to stop it. I wanted to hear everything. I tell you, I'm trusting that the broadcast in some way have touched you and that we not just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word as well. Amen. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at Logan International Ministries, City of Victory, and hit that link. Just click on that link and you will hear the broadcast over again from the beginning. So till then, you be blessed. Don't forget, join us tomorrow night on the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was
so much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start
happening.
I stop looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let
God.
Let him have. And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.